Blog Talk Radio.
Passion and needs to be what
Good evening, everyone. This is Apostle Deborah Deans, and I bring you greetings from the End Time Men and Women of War Ministries, a radio broadcast. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be on the broadcast this evening. I'm so excited, and I thank and praise God for each one of you. I bring you greetings now. I bring you greetings now from Apostle Edward Deans and myself. We're so delighted that you've chosen to join the worship with us on today. We've had technical difficulties on the radio broadcast, but I thank God for who he is and what he does. Thank and praise God for Prophetess Watson for engineering our broadcast on tonight. And I thank and praise God for each one of you on your proper places. I'm going to call our worship to order now, and we're going to start now with our devotion with Prophetess Sattler on today with the scripture and prayer.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon.
Amen.
Apostle,
good afternoon.
And to all the end time men and women of war, God bless you. Today
God
is an awesome
you.
Day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, my God, today has been so awesome. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms, the 18th chapter, verses 2. And it reads, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God,
yes.
my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my
yes.
high tower." Amen. God's word for God's people. Most
Amen.
Gracious and everlasting, Father God, we come, O God, as humble as we know how, O God, just thanking
yes.
you for this day, O God. O God, we just come magnifying your holy name, O God, for there is none like you, O God. We come blessing
yes,
your name, O God, for you are Alpha and Omega, O God.
Yes,
our beginning
Lord.
And our end, O God. And we bless
yes,
your name,
Lord.
O God. We thank you for being our peace, O God, and we thank you for being
yes,
our
Lord.
Healer, O God. We thank you, O God, for being our provider, O God. O God, we just thank you today, O God. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for mercy, O God. We thank you for shelter on today, O God. We thank you, O God, for all of your many blessings, O God, for you are an awesome God. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you forgive us of all of our sins, oh God.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God, that we might be
yes.
the women and men that you're calling for us to be in this day and in this hour, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask that you bless this broadcast, oh God. Father God, we ask that you touch the speaker of the hour, oh God. Touch her. Him, oh God, from the top of their head, oh God, to the sole of their feet, oh God. Father God,
yes,
there's no
Lord.
Weapon, oh God, that's formed against them prosper, oh God. Father God, let your word go forth like never before, oh God. And Father God, please
yes,
don't
Lord.
Allow us to leave the way that we came, oh God. Let your word fall on good soil in the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, oh God. And we will forever give your name all the glory and all the honor, oh God, for it all belongs to you, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless
yes,
your
Lord.
Name, oh
thank
God.
You, Lord.
We thank you
thank
for
you,
this
Jesus.
Day, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in this ministry, oh God. We ask, oh God,
yes,
that you bless
Lord.
Every in time men and women of war, oh God. Everyone,
yes,
oh
Lord.
God, that's under the sound of my voice, oh God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
bless
Lord.
Us, oh God. Oh God, bless
yes,
us,
Lord.
Oh God. Bless our goings out and our coming in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We give your name praise, glory, and honor. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Prophetess Sattler.
Amen.
We just thank and praise God for that awesome devotional service. And we're going to get ready for our testimony of service, but we're not. I'm going to tell you now, I love God so much. We don't have to beg people to testify. If you're going to testify, you testify. We're not going to stay on here 15, 20, 30 minutes trying to get people to say something about God. So, and what he's done for them. So if we're going to open up our testimonies with prophets to read them, but we're not going to stay on that long. If you're going to say something and testify about the Lord, we shouldn't have to prime and pump you to say anything about God. So if today is your day that you want to testify or whatever, you just come on with it. So I'm going to bring Prophetess Dorita on now so she can open up our testimony service, and we're going to take it from there. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you.
Thank God for the thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm opening up testimony service. Now, who will be the first to testify? Testimony service is when you coming on here to sing a song or testify and talk about how good God been to you. If you're really ready to praise God on today, come on, let's clap our hands, let's stomp our feet, let's give God some praise on today. Oh, hallelujah. God is just so good on today. I just thank the Lord
yes,
for Apostle
Lord.
Everdeen, Apostle Deborah Dean. I truly thank the Lord for the end time men and women of war.
I just want to
give God praise on today. Just tell him how merciful he is to me today. I just wanted to just give everybody, all the end time men and women, everybody in their proper places, I just want to say I thank God for you and you and you.
Yes.
I thank God just for being able to wake up on this morning to still have a praise down on the inside. I thank the Lord because God is just so good on today.
Yes, Lord.
He's good all the time. There's nobody like him. And I just truly give God some praise because he just worthy of all the honor,
yes.
worthy of all the glory. I just thank him just for being a protector when it seemed like it's dangerous, seen and unseen. You know, yesterday I realized I went to the tire place yesterday. I had on my white tire, the man told me, he said, Miss, you know, you had two nails in your tire. And I'm just sitting here thinking I'm having a good time on yesterday. And I had to worry about going trick-or-treating to find out the devil had a trick for me. But I thank God because he protected me. He covered me on yesterday. I was able to guard it. I was able to get it plugged. For nothing, I thank God because he know how to put you in a situation to let you know that there's something wrong and you can't put your finger on it, but you know something is wrong. And I thank God he directed me straight to the tire place on yesterday. And I thank God just for saying God is so good. He's just so, so good on today. Thank you, God. And I just ask you all to just pray for me as I pray for you all. And I just ask everyone that if you have a testimony, this is the time to testify. The floor is open for you to testify and talk about the goodness of Jesus on today. Now, who will be the first to testify?
Praise, I give honor
in the
and
name
praise
of Jesus, oh God, I just give you praise and honor and I glorify the Holy God. I thank God because he has been so good. He has been better to me than I ever thought being to myself. I thank God because he is leading and guiding not only myself, he's leading and guiding our ministry in the right direction. And I just want to just give him praise for that. I just thank and I praise him because I know it's only by his grace and his mercy.
Yes, Lord.
It's only by his grace and mercy that he's so fit for me to have another day where I can lift his name up. I thank him for the strength that he has given me. I thank him that he has continued to incline my ears, to incline my mind, to incline my spirit, incline me on the things of him. I thank him, hallelujah, for the transformation.
yes, Lord,
about the things that have happened to me. But I thank God
yes.
that he opened up my understanding.
Yes,
he opened
Lord.
Up my mouth, and he delivered me. And I thank him for it. I thank him that he
yes.
has continued in the name of Jesus to lead, guide, and direct. He is such
Amen.
A wonderful God. And that's just my testimony of how good he is, how much he has done, just not only for myself. He saved me, hallelujah. He
yeah.
kept me. He covered my family, hallelujah. He covered my
yeah.
children, hallelujah. He covered each and every one of us on this line. I just thank him that not a death angel woke us up this morning with some bad news. We're all here. We're in our right
yeah.
mind. We're in our respective places. So I just
yes,
thank
Lord.
Him. I thank him because it's only by his grace and his
yes,
mercy
Lord.
That he continues to show us each and every day, not just for the big things that we can notice sometimes,
yes,
but just
Lord,
for the
yes.
little things, oh God, just for the things we just sometimes take for granted. So I truly thank him. Just like Prophet Dorita was saying, hallelujah, she didn't even
yes.
have to pay for what happened to her vehicle. And I just thank God that he has continued to cover us. He said, they say that his favor will be upon you if you just seek him. And I thank him for giving us a mind that we can continue to seek his face each and every day. I just give him
yes,
praise.
Yes,
I just,
Lord.
I just
yes,
thank
Lord.
Him because he is just that good. He is just that good. That's just my testimony that how good
Amen.
God is. He doesn't have to
Amen.
Do anything miraculous for me. I just want to praise and thank him because he gave me my
yes.
life. He gave me my health. He gave me my strength on today. He gave me my
yes.
right mind. I woke up, hallelujah,
yes.
with a
yes.
praise. I woke up with him on my mind. So I just give him praise for that. I want to give him praise because he is worthy to be praised. I give thanks unto our Lord, our Savior. I thank him. I thank
yes,
him in advance. But everything that he is going to do, everything that is going to happen. So I just give him praise. I just thank him
yes.
and praise him
yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I praise the Lord today.
That's what would be the
I thank God that there is a Lord and a Savior in place and position. Hallelujah. See, fire
oh
checks
my,
on fire.
Oh my,
Amen.
Oh my.
I don't need
oh
the I don't need a permission slip. It's a testimony
wow.
service. Let me get up and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give honor to God, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I know I'm traveling and I'm telling you, I'm moving. But you know what? I cannot sit down on God. And he has been so great and mighty to me this week. He's been moving around all day, every day. When I'm asleep, he's moving. And I thank God we don't
yes.
serve a God that sleeps. Hallelujah. He's always
yes,
up,
Lord.
Ready, and willing.
Yes,
and I just thank God he's restoring me. He's keeping my marriage, my new marriage, and
yes,
he's keeping
Lord.
My footsteps, and he's keeping me,
yes,
period.
Lord.
That's more than enough. And I just thank God
thank
for just
Lord.
Keeping me. Good God Almighty.
Thank
how about
you,
delivering
Lord.
Me every single day from every situation?
Yes.
He's just constantly
yes.
delivering. All you got to do is be ready and willing to be delivered.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I just thank God
you,
that, you know, I said, Lord, I deliver me. If there's anything in me, deliver it. Take it out. Get it out. I don't want no part.
Yes.
You know, because we got to get this thing right. So I truly thank God for another day. I thank God for Apostle Deborah Deans, her husband, the End Time Women of War, all the listeners on the radio. And I just thank God that I am in safety and I have his mercy and his grace following
yes.
me throughout all my life. And his grace is upon all of us. So I just ask everybody
yes.
to continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And I will continue to pray yours as well. Amen.
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 Now who will be the
Amen.
Next?
Amen.
Amen. This is Latrivia out of Statler. I just want to give reverence to God, who's the head of my life, and everybody in their respective places. And I just want to say how good God is, and I thank him for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. But today my son wants to testify, my oldest son.
Amen.
His name is Emmanuel. So hold on 1 second.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Hello? God bless you.
Hello?
I love God so much for waking me up in the morning, for blessing me and my little brother named Zekio. Oh, what else I should say?
Say whatever comes to your mind.
And he is the goodest and the bestest for waking all of us up.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
God bless you. Now, who will be the next to testify?
Giving reference to God, who is the head of my life, who is my life, to everyone in their respective places. That is such a blessing.
Yes,
I am just so humbled to hear my grandson testify Emmanuel,
Lord.
God
Thank
with
you.
Us. And so it's just an honor and a privilege. I'm going to bless the Lord with all my soul.
Yes.
Because, you know, something went well, something went right somewhere in my upbringing of my children, because my grandchildren, it's praising and blessing the Lord, you know, and it's just a wonderful thing. You know, I'm in the land of the living, you know, I'm on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of me, and
Lord.
It's a blessing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going through some things, but we all go through things, and it's all good. You know, because it's for ministry, and God will get the glory at the end of the day. I am just so excited about God and what He's going to do.
Yes.
I'm so grateful being alive, for being here, and it's just an awesome feeling to hear your grandchild, you know, speak of the goodness of the Lord. And so I just ask that you guys pray my strength in the Lord. God is so awesome. We are so blessed. We can see, we can talk, we have our limb, we have our mind. And that is awesome. That is enough to be grateful for. Some people wish they can testify.
That's right.
Some people wish they
can
get up and go to church. Some people wish they could hold a phone, have a phone. And so it is just an honor and a privilege just to tell of the goodness of God and all. We have food to eat. We're not in the rain. We're not in the cold. God is so good. And I am
I'm
telling you, I'm going to go ahead and run on the pot of here. So pray my strength in the Lord. God bless you. I love you.
Amen.
Amen.
God, giving God glory, praise, and honor. And He is my life. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to say something for the Lord. I count it a blessing to be able to say something for God anytime, anywhere. I just thank God. He's, you know, we can't say enough. We don't have enough to say for Him. We don't have enough to sing for Him. We don't have enough of nothing for what He has done for us. You know, so we ought to be breaking our neck trying to give Him glory and praise, because He gave His only begotten Son, nothing that we would ever do to save some sinning folks. We would never give our only Son for somebody else who is sinners at that. No, no. But I thank Him today, because we would be going to hell in a handbasket, believe me. But I thank God that He is a merciful Father, and He loves us so much that He gave His sacrifice up for us. And I thank Him. I don't have to know what He did for me yesterday and all that. Just as what He did over 2,000 years ago. And I thank Him. Hallelujah. I better calm down now. But I thank God. I thank Him. I thank Him. And I give Him praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, hallelujah. I thank Him. You all pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Now, who will be the next to testify?
Amen.
What you know about my Jesus, He's all right. What you know about my Jesus, He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Yeah. He's all right, he's all right, he's all right, yeah.
He's all right. What you know about my Savior? He's all right. What you know about my Savior? He's all right. He's all right. Hello?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Amen, because I'm like, phone got a little quiet now. Hold up. And my mama
said
about my Jesus. Say, is he going to be all right?
Amen.
Is he all right? We got to get with it now. Come on, y'all. Let's praise him on today.
Amen.
I just wanted to sing a little bit of that song. Before I had closed testimony service, I thank God for all the testimonies that went up before God. And I'll return the service over back to Apostle Dean. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Prophetess Dorita. Believe me, the Holy Ghost going to have its way regardless. But I tell you what, because everybody got right on and said what they had to say about the Father, that's what I'm talking about. We don't have to sit around and prime and pump nobody. Get on up there and sing and prime and pump. No. Because he don't have to prime and pump us when he bless us, when he wake us up, when he do everything he do for us. He don't have to prime and pump. We don't have to prime and pump him. All we have to do is go to him and ask. And sometimes we don't even ask. So I thank and praise God for the testimony service on today. You did a fantastic job. I thank God for each and every one that testified. It was beautiful. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. Praise God. Now we're going to have our praise and worship service on today. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank and praise God for the praise and worship on today. We're going to come now with the word of God. Father, we just thank you right now for your word, Lord. I come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive me for every known and unknown sin that I've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus. If I've offended anyone in any kind of way, Father, forgive me now. Search my heart, my mind, and my spirit if there's anything in there that should not be. I ask you to remove it right now. Lord, I ask you now to allow me to lay my will down, Father. It's not my will, but let thy will be done, Lord. Let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase. And teach your people on today. I'm asking you right now to bind up the strong men right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord, to bind up every evil thing that try to attack itself or cause confusion on this radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask you to release your anointing. Release your anointing over the airways right now. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for your anointing, Father. We give you all praise, all glory, all honor. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen. And thank God. Thank you, Father. I just thank and praise God on today, and I hope everyone can hear me because my earpiece has been messing up. But I just thank and praise God on today for the word that he's given me. He didn't really give me a subject, a topic. He just gave me a word, and I've been meditating on it and just thinking about it. And I'm just going to bring it to you because I don't know what else to do. So I'm going to be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verses 1 through 5. Let a man so account of us as of the minister of Christ, stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsel of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. And he just hasn't given me a topic. For that, he just hasn't, and I'm just not going to make one up. I could try to make it up, but I'm not because he didn't give it to me. So I'm just going to go from the first through the fifth verse, and I'm going to explain as he gave it to me. He says, let a man show account of us as of ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. So we are all the ministers of Christ. All of us are the ministries or the ministers of Christ. Every believer is a minister of Christ. They have some kind of gift. I really believe the word of God. He says he gives to us liberally. He give it to us. And I feel like everybody has a gift. They're just not using it.
sometimes I feel like it's a lot of folks that's called that's not doing their assignment. That's how I feel. And so we don't have to give account to man for not doing it, but we have to account for God. You are a preacher, whether you like it or not. A lot of us can preach. A lot of us teach, you know, evangelize, prophesy, whatever it is. You do it, whether you like it or not. I feel like if God called you, he ordained you. We don't preach and teach and prophesy and evangelize for no other reason but for what God called us to do and ordained us to do. We don't have to give an account to nobody but God, not man's account. Man is always going to try to judge us as servants and ministers and preachers, teachers, whatever gift it is of God. They will always try to judge us. Well, this one can't do this, and this one is this, and this one is that, and this one. But if God called you, why do we need to give an account of what man said? Because, you know, man, we're not supposed to be trying to please man, but please God. We are a servant of the Most High God. And he is who we should try to please. That's why I say this more than often, that I'm not trying to be like anyone. I'm not trying to please everyone. I'm just trying to please God. My desire is to please him. I'm not worried about what man say about me. I'm not. Because man is not the one who opened the doors for us to even minister, to even intercede. It's a privilege and an honor for us to be able to pray for the people of God. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to pray for the people of God. God will bless your life so when you can labor in prayer for his people, he can use you to pray and get a prayer through. We're called stewards, the ministers of Christ. We're called stewards of the mystery of God. Stewards are people or the or person, for instance. And I'm just giving you a like so you can understand, like they over the house, like Joseph was. Like he was when he was over the house of the man that purchased him. He was over his whole household. And he gave him charge over the food, the clothing, everything. To spend the money, this and that. He was over, and then he got promoted from there to the king. After he interpreted the dream for him, then he gave him to be a steward over all in the land. And he was issuing out food and taking money and doing this and that. That's what we are supposed to be doing, but with the word of God. That's what we